One, two, three, four.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
I'm a professional writer and your resident lyricist.
And I'm a professional musician and your resident composer.
And together, we toss up a new song each week.
Using a random music genre.
And a random topic.
That's right. Using our proprietary, patented, pleather, industrial strength salad spinner, we randomized over 500 music genres.
And hit the random article button on Wikipedia to get our topic.
Yep. Tell our listeners what we did last week, Shannon.
Last week, we wrote an art rock song.
We did.
About Dick Gephardt's 2004 presidential campaign, which failed.
Yep.
I wrote a T.S. Eliot poem.
And I wrote a veritable auditory poem.
An auditory poem.
To
a tone poem.
A tone poem for Mr. Gephardt.
Yeah. We should say that you are gone.
Bye.
Right now. What if you just flew out the window?
Boom.
No, you are gone right now. So we're going to be doing some remote recording over the next couple weeks. So you may hear a compilation episode. You may hear some other stuff.
Some content. It's going to be great.
You may also stay
tuned and stay on your toes.
Yeah. You may also just hear different recording quality than you're used to because we're going to be in different places.
I'm going to San Diego. So if anyone's in the Southern California area, say hi.
Yeah. Go stalk Scott.
That's your only clue. San Diego. Good luck.
Where in San Diego is Scott Wasman?
Wait. Probably hanging out with Carmen.
I should have ended on San Diego because that's how the jingle goes.
Yeah, you should have.
It should have been, where is Scott Wasserman in San Diego?
That's better.
Thank you.
You want to just edit that as the first attempt?
I mean, everybody knows. Everybody knows that my brain is made of mush. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, let's see what your mush brain is going to do for us this week as we fire up the salad spinner, generate our genre and topic.
Right. Here we go. This week, we're writing a...
Rock and roll song.
About...
Ctenomorphodes Cronus. Ctenomorphodes Cronus. These Cronus are so expensive. I can't afford these Cronus. Okay, we'll find out what that means.
Okay. So, rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
That's familiar.
It is. And makes me think first of Elvis.
Yeah, me
He's
too.
The first image that pops into my brain. So that, like, 50s, early 60s, like guitar heavy, like rhythm and blues based rock and roll music.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised because it feels so general, but there actually is like a very limited picture that comes to my mind when I think about rock and roll music.
Yeah.
Not rock music, rock
right,
and roll.
Right.
Well, we'll have to do some more research and figure out what distinguishes rock and roll from rock, specifically.
Yeah.
And Ctenomorphodes Cronus.
Obviously a Latin name for something.
Yeah. So when we spun it on Wikipedia, the picture also comes up.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's obviously going to be a lot to learn about Cronus, but... It's a big old stick bug.
It's creepy.
It's
really creepy.
Really scary looking.
We're going to write a rock and roll song about a big old stick bug.
Oh my goodness. Have you ever seen a stick bug in real life?
No.
Me either.
I don't think even like at a zoo.
I think
anything.
At a zoo, I must have. Like.
In like the insect house.
Yeah.
Insect and lizard house.
The snake house or whatever. Yeah. You know how they're always just dark and cold?
Yeah.
So creepy.
And like tiny, tiny little windows. And if you're on a school field trip, everyone is trying to like cram their faces into the tiny window to see the one like poisonous tree frog.
Yeah, exactly. And then the one kid in your class who's trying to prove that they're a parcel tongue, trying to talk to the snakes through the glass.
And then it works. Joke's on you.
And then the snakes get out, and then they wreak havoc.
And they eat all the stick bugs, which is why I never saw them.
You know, the typical field trip experience when you go to the zoo when you're little.
You all know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, I know really nothing about stick bugs except that they evolved to look like that as a form of camouflage.
Right. I could not tell you what part of the world they live in or how big they are or what makes this one different from the rest.
Oh, what makes it special?
Well,
we'll find out.
Let's learn more about rock and roll.
Okay, let's do it. We're gonna talk about the rock and roll.
We're gonna rock and roll with some guitar and drums and some bass and singing and piano saxophone and
rock
in San Diego.
Yeah, right.
Rock and roll music.
Rock and roll. So it's actually more limited than I thought it would be.
Yeah, like very specifically defined rock and roll music has a smaller period of time than we initially thought.
Yeah. And it became, and the reason that there's this kind of conflation between rock and roll and rock music is because those terms are kind of used interchangeably.
Yeah.
But it is generally agreed that rock and roll is different than what would become the internationally recognized rock music genre.
Yeah. So we're going to focus basically between 1940 and 1955.
Indeed. Yes.
Yeah. So, origins of rock and roll. Do you want to talk about the name?
Yeah. The term rock and roll comes from the idea of rocking and rolling.
What?
Yeah. Which was used to describe the movement of a ship on the ocean.
Cool.
But it did not just stay on the sea.
Ocean.
Yeah. It became a way to describe the spiritual fervor in black churches.
Cool.
So, you know, like praise and worship and singing and like getting like really into the musical aspect of the praise and worship, which is traditional in some black churches, was called rocking and rolling. And then it also became a sexual analogy.
Yup.
So you could go rock and roll all night. Hey, hey.
And there's probably 50,000 songs that have that lyric.
Yeah, exactly.
So in the 1930s and early 1940s, you may know that the hit music of the time was like big band swing, right?
Yes.
Like Swing, Swing, Bill Campbell, Swing.
Which is like episode 3 or something.
Yeah, it's really
go look
early.
It up. Yeah.
World War II happened. And after the war, it became less economical for people to have these big ensembles.
Sure.
These big bands. So the bands got downsized to smaller groups of just drums, bass, guitar, and usually piano or saxophone as a lead instrument as well. And that was like the mid to late 40s. You started seeing more recordings happening with that size ensemble. And then it was the early 50s where the guitar really took the lead over from the piano and the saxophone. And we got artists like Chuck Berry.
Yep.
And Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Ooh.
Who has a couple notable songs to talk about.
She has one of the kind of early precursor songs to rock and roll, which was called Rock Me. It sounds more like a blues song.
Yep.
But then she also has a song called Strange Things Happening Every Day.
That's still true.
which is listed here as potentially one of the first true rock and roll records.
Recorded in 1944. Now, you mentioned that her earlier song, Rock Me, is a blues song.
Yeah.
So You had at this time also after World War II, a lot of people moving to urban areas and these major urban centers like St. Louis, Memphis, New York, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, Buffalo were also places where many former slaves and their descendants had migrated to. Mm-hmm. So you got this kind of mix of African-American influenced popular music and music that was being marketed towards white audiences and made by white musicians. And the rock and roll music grew out of the blues and rhythm and blues traditions. So when you listen to a lot of these early rock and roll songs, they sound like blues songs sped up and with guitar and drums added to them. So why don't we play some examples?
Can we do Strange Things Happening Every Day?
Let's do it. Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And let's also play
Something by Chuck Berry.
Yep. Maybelline. Ooh. 1955 classic from Chuck Berry with a distorted electric guitar solo. One of the first.
All we hear church people say, they are in this holy way. There are strange things happening every day. On that last great judgment day, when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. Motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out to run my V8 Ford. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true?
So lyrically, all you have to do is reference a Cadillac.
Yeah, great.
And say the words rock and roll, and you're done.
A lot of them did say rock and roll.
Yeah.
So I will try to do that depending on whether or not we think this stick bug can rock and roll.
Can a stick bug rock and roll is the question.
That is the eternal question. You know that verse in the Bible that is like, if a stick bug can rock and roll, can a rich man get into heaven? You know,
if you teach a stick bug to rock and roll, you'll
feed it a fish.
A fish once.
Cut all of that. This is really bad.
You asked me a question earlier off air that you did not bring up on air. You asked me what a backbeat is.
Oh, here, I'll do it.
Okay.
What's a backbeat, Scott?
A backbeat is in rock and roll music 2 and 4. So instead of the front of the beat, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, the backbeat is 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the beat butt.
If you were playing the like back end of the horse in the high school play, you were the backbeat of that horse.
Okay, so rock and roll.
Yes.
Blues but fast. Beat butts.
Backbeats accentuated by the snare drum.
Right.
Played on guitar and bass. And sometimes piano and saxophone.
And upbeat.
And upbeat, danceable, swingable music.
Yeah.
I think we can do this.
I think we need to talk to Cetaminophen
Chorus.
Or whatever his name is. Okay. What is it?
Stenomorphides Cronus.
Cronus.
Something about time. Right? Cronuts.
Acetaminophen Cronuts.
Do you have a fever? Are you hungry? How about get an acetaminophen Cronut?
Okay, I would not want to put this thing in my mouth.
No.
Let's learn some more and then we'll talk about it.
Here we go.
Oh man. I am yicked out so bad by these guys.
We try not to be negative about topics we get, but...
Fuck this insect. Fuck this bug. It's so gross. It's like if you put a spider through a noodle extruder. It's a noodle spider.
It is.
I hate it.
It's terrible.
We saw a video of a guy in Sydney with it on his hand.
So this is an Australian stick bug.
Yeah, it's Australia. It's native to Australia, and it is, what is it, endemic to Australia? It's like everywhere.
Southern Australia, yeah.
Yeah, Queensland.
Yep. It's the full name is what we were trying to say earlier, which I still don't know how to pronounce, but CTENOMORPHODES. Ctenomorphides cronus. But then it's got another name, Ctenomorpha marginipennis, commonly called the margin-winged stick insect. So that's what we got, the margin-winged stick insect. And you may have heard that I said the word winged. These things can fly.
They fly. They can fly at your face.
They grow up to 20 centimeters in length, which is basically the size of a football field.
Okay, so we read 20 centimeters, and Scott was like, oh my God, what is that, like a foot? It's 7.8 inches, guys. Yeah,
basically a foot. Bigger than half a foot.
It is bigger than half a foot. You are correct.
The males are long and slender, have full wings, and can fly. The females are larger, with blackish hind wings.
They're supposed to look like eucalyptus twigs.
Yeah, and they feed on eucalyptus trees.
Handy.
And their eggs look like plant seeds.
Guys.
Evolution is so weird.
And they have little booblies on them that encourage ants to... they flick their eggs around, which, first of all,
gross.
And then the idea is that ants pick them up and carry them into their ant homes, and then they hatch there.
What a bad day to be an ant. It's like, I'm just bringing home my seeds.
Yeah.
Why is that seed moving around? Honey, that seed is moving. And then it just like opens up and there's a giant stick bug in your ant house.
I mean, I don't think that's how eggs work, but that's fine.
You don't know.
There's just a giant 7-inch bug coming out of the tiny seed.
Well, it's got to be bigger than an ant.
Yeah, true. It's definitely bigger than an ant. I don't like this.
The other interesting thing about stick bugs in general is that they are an order of insect called Phasmatodea, and that translates to ghost insects. Because they camouflage themselves.
Yeah. What if people camouflage themselves to look like the things they were eating? What if I just looked like a hamburger on a plate?
Shannon?
I'm here.
I'm in the bun. You're the burger.
I'm the burger now. I am the burger now. Or if we just, like, blend it into coffee shops.
Right.
So we could just, like...
Well, I feel like there's a lot of people that look like the environments they're in when it comes to, like, coffee shops and things, especially in New York.
Yeah, that's kind of true. These guys are upsetting, and we have to write a rock and roll song about them.
Upbeat rock and roll song.
What about them is
positive?
Rock and roll?
Oh.
I'm just trying to think of like the spirit of rock and roll.
Okay.
Which is upbeat and positive, but also rebellious in a lot of ways.
Well, I mean, look at the lyrics to Strange Things Are Happening Every Day. You know, it's not necessarily positive, I guess.
Yeah. I guess I'm just struggling to like tap into this insect's like rock and roll spirit.
Yeah. There's also love songs about, you know, Maybelline is like, why don't you love me no more?
But basically, these guys reproduce asexually.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So they're loveless.
What if it's like a rebellious rock song, rock and roll song?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I waited so long for your love that I just did it myself.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for you anymore.
I love that. Like, I do feel like there is a genre of song that's like, I'm done waiting.
Yeah, I'm done waiting. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
I'm becoming my own stick bug.
I'm moving to the next eucalyptus tree. I'm done with this.
Reproducing asexually.
Yeah. Okay, I could get down with that.
Let's go there.
Yeah, let's go there.
That takes some of the ick off of this bug.
Nothing can take the ick off this bug.
I'm sorry in advance for having to tweet this picture.
Yeah, this is... Ugh.
This is a dark point in our feed. Well, that's all neither here nor there.
No, we're going to write a rock and roll song about a stick bug that decides it's fed up with its mate and it's moving to a new eucalyptus tree and it's going to have sex with itself. Or something like that.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
Me too. I went full goof on this.
You did?
Just full on goofy.
See, I went like full authenticity.
Well, I mean, it's a stick bug. And it's talking about how it doesn't need another stick bug so it can go make its own eggs.
And I just wrote a rock song.
Yeah. The concept did not lend itself to seriousness.
Okay.
But I think I captured the feeling of it.
Okay.
Of
tell
rock,
me.
Though. So here are just a couple things that you need to know about stick bugs and about lyrics.
Okay.
Before I read them to you. Stick bugs have these little things off the back of their butts called circes.
Circes.
And it looks like a little forked doodly.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that thing.
Ugh.
They're awful. But basically its butt is a little fork. So it's called a circe. I reference that in the song.
Okay.
Also they have dentated legs.
Gross.
Yeah, which means that they have little like teeth-like protrusions on their legs.
They're like not, serrated legs.
Yeah, they're not like actual teeth, but they're like little jaggy bits.
Well, like the tooth on a saw.
Yeah. Yeah. So you need to know those two things. So keep those two things in mind.
Keeping them.
And then I was reading this article on soundscapes.info.
My favorite website.
Yeah.
My homepage, in fact.
When you open up Google Chrome, soundscapes.info yes. is right there. I don't know how legitimate this website is.
Uh-huh.
But it talks about lyrics in rock and roll music not necessarily being like the focus of the song.
Okay.
And that subjects that were previously taboo, like sex,
yep,
were able to be addressed even in innuendo in rock and roll music.
That's very true.
Yes, yep. For sure. So since we're doing, it's asexual reproduction, but we are talking about sex, sort of. So I think that fits. So I think I'm ready to read the lyrics then.
Read me the lyrics.
Okay, here we go. It's a verse and then a chorus. And I leaned hard into the like using the lyrics like rhythmically.
Okay.
And eucalyptus was my
ooh.
Inspiration.
Ooh, good inspo.
Thank you. So here we go.
Kay.
Verse. Oh, you could rock my eucalyptus. You could wiggle your circe. Yeah, you could climb the highest branches. You could blend right into the tree. But I don't need you because I reproduce asexually.
That's such a brilliant way to frame the song. That's
thank you.
Awesome. You could rock.
You could rock. And so here is the chorus, and don't be mad at me.
Okay.
You could wish that you could lip this.
Lip this?
Yeah. Like a koala eats a leaf. You could wish that you could hit this. Rub on my legs with little teeth.
Ew.
But I'll go flick my eggs without you, because I could rock asexually.
I can hear it in my head.
Me
you know?
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very Little Richard, very Chuck Berry, very, yeah. It's rock and roll. It's rock and roll. Very well done.
Thank you. I think I made that creepy-ass little noodle bug fun.
You definitely did.
Thank you.
I think it's going to start showing up in pet stores now.
Ooh, no.
There's going to be, like, stuffed Beanie Baby versions of it.
It'll be one bean. One bean side by side. A line of beans.
A line of beans. Z babies. Well, these lyrics are going to go great with my band.
Oh, good. I was hoping you'd say that.
Simple band today. I decided to keep it pretty pure and authentic, and I'm going with just guitar, bass, and drums, but I'm going to do two guitars, Ooh. Lead guitar and rhythm guitar.
Okay.
So I think we've talked about this before on the show in other genres, but rhythm guitar is usually a guitar that's playing chords in a certain rhythm, and the lead guitar is playing a melodic line. So I have one guitar playing this melodic line.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the rhythm guitar in the background playing what's called jump blues style. So jump blues was what basically transitioned from blues into rock and roll. Oh. And jump blues was traditionally played on the piano. And when it was translated from piano to guitar, that's when a lot of people say rock and roll was born.
Ooh.
So here's what the jump blues rhythm sounds like on the guitar. Yeah, and then I have bass laying it down with this.
Cool.
And here are the drums.
They sound like drums.
They sound like drums. And vocally, just like leaning into these rhythms that you've created in the text.
Yeah.
Like, even though you wrote, oh, you can rock my eucalyptus, like, maybe the rock and roll singer would be, yeah, yeah, you can rock my eucalyptus, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
And I also read in a couple different places that shouted lyrics were a thing.
Shouted lyrics.
Yes.
Well, we could shout something. Because I reproduce asexually.
Just stop all rhythm, all tonality. Just yell it. But you know what they mean. Like, you know what they mean, right? It's like, yeah, instead of just being like straight sung, it's like a little more, I don't know. Think about like Little Richard, like all of.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
And then like throwing in random like, hoo, stuff.
Don't do that.
I won't do that. All right. What should we call this song?
You Can Rock My Eucalyptus?
It's pretty good. I think that's what it has to be, unless it's a title that's not from a lyric.
The Eucalyptus Rock or something?
Yeah, or like...
Stick Bug Boogie!
Well, like Rock Bug, Stick Bug, Rock Sticks and Stones. I don't know. I have nothing.
Rolling Sticks and Stones.
Right.
Rolling Stones.
There's something there.
Somebody figure it out and tweet at us.
In the meantime, this will be You Can Rock My Eucalyptus. Can't even say it. I'm not gonna be able to sing it.
I know. You can rock my eucalyptus.
Yeah.
Great.
I think we're ready.
We're ready. Are you ready at home or wherever you are right now?
To boogie. Here is. You can rock my eucalyptus.
A rock and roll song.
About
Simositis Cronuts. Connecticut.
Chorus.
Locos.
Catenomorphides Cronus.
Catenomorphides Cronus, a disgusting stick bug.
By Shannon and Scott. Oh, you can rock my eucalyptus, you can wiggle your sissy. Yeah, you can climb the highest branches, you can bend right into the tree. But I don't need you because I reproduce asexually. You can wish that you could lift this like a koala eats a leaf. You can wish that you could hit this, rub on my legs with little teeth. But I'll go flick my eggs without you, cause I can rock her sexually. We made stick bugs fun.
We did.
Or at least this particular stick bug. I think we were successful.
I do too.
Because, like, even though these lyrics are very specific.
Super specific, yes, indeed.
To our topic, they still have the feeling of rock and roll. So good job.
Thank you.
And the way they were able to be set to the music, to the exact blues form, worked really well. So I didn't mention this earlier, but the chord structure I used was the 12-bar blues chord structure, using the 1 chord, the 4 chord, and the 5 chord in the appropriate, you know, allotted amounts of time. So a lot of blues songs have that structure, and a lot of early rock and roll songs had it too.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't really talk about the fact that there isn't really a discernible chorus section of the song. It like just kind of like goes.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I guess if we were going to continue this song further, we probably could have like over the same chord structure just gone like rock, rock, rock my eucalyptus, rock, rock, rock my eucalyptus. You know, like that could have been the chorus.
Right,
you know?
Right. But it's not like it's a whole different like feel or
nope.
Like it's
different
just
chord structure or anything. No, it's all
1-4-5,
exactly the same.
The beat butts and
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, as rock and roll developed, choruses became a little bit different. And that was just an effect of time. So we weren't there yet.
No.
It took us 147 episodes to get to one about a bug, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had a bug before.
Yeah.
We've had like little critters.
Right.
But we've never had a bug.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, I guess.
Nope.
Okay,
it's
never mind.
It's February.
You don't know when people are listening to this.
That's true. No, you're right. I'm so sorry. You are so right. It's probably Halloween.
There's a good chance it's Halloween.
It's Halloween somewhere.
As Jimmy Buffett says.
It's Halloween
somewhere. It's Halloween somewhere. That's what if Jimmy Buffett just tried to make a ton of money by rebranding It's 5 o'clock Somewhere with different holidays and releasing those tracks.
It's Arbor Day somewhere.
It's Hanukkah somewhere.
That's even dumber than me saying, what if we looked like hamburgers as a form of camouflage? Stupid.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. You're wonderful. Yes, you. You. Right now are wonderful, and we appreciate you because you're here with us.
If you want to be with us even more often, you can follow us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast, and you can join the Facebook group Song Salad Podcast, the produce section, and you can follow us on Instagram at Song Salad Podcast. And as always, everything can be found at our website, songsaladpodcast.com. Yahoo!
Wow. Just a whole bunch of infringement right at the end there, huh? If you are interested in supporting the podcast in a like monetary way, you can go to patreon.com/songsalad. Or if you go to our website, there's also a link to our Patreon. You can donate just $2 a month, 50 cents an episode. And aren't our mellifluous voices worth 50 cents in your ears. If you donate $5 a month, you get access to our feed of bonus content, some of which will be coming out soon.
Yeah. And some of which like reappeared randomly. It happened to my feed too.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah. Patreon donor, friend of the pod, Krista Dupps, rhymes with cups. Let us know in the produce section that some things reappeared. So sorry if that's been happening to you guys. And the bonus feed, but I don't know. Listen again. I don't know.
Yeah. Doesn't go bad.
It doesn't go bad. Like real produce, it does not go bad. And if you donate $10 and up, you have access to the salad bowl, which means you get to suggest a topic and a genre every month that you donate. And then we randomize those one episode a month.
It's true.
Be like Jasmine, who suggested Girls und Panzer.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
You can also support the show by buying merch. Songsaladpodcast.com/merch. Fun stuff with our brand.
You do need a .com/merch. Can't just go to songsaladpodcast.com/merch. It's not a thing.
If you open the internet and ask it for Song Salad merch, it'll give it to
just
you.
Just open your computer and yell, Song Salad! See what happens. Siri will hear you.
I feel like
you.
That's kind of what we do every week.
I mean, kinda.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And I don't like our outro.
No?
No.
You want to try something else?
Yeah.
Okay. How about we say, What a salad.
1, 2, 3, 4.